You are now listening to the CRC podcast, brought to you by Pastor Act Bossoff. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
Come on, let's give the Lord a praise for that. Hallelujah. Amen. All over South Africa. We have 12 police officers here this morning as well to make sure we are safe. They just left, so we are very grateful for your kindness to make sure that we are safe in South Africa. Amen. God bless you. Psalm 30 verse 1 to 12, and I want to talk to you tonight or this morning about weeping endures but for a moment. Somebody this morning say, my best days are ahead of me in Jesus' name. Psalm 30 verse 1, the Bible says, I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up. I don't care what has knocked you down, you are going to get back up, and you're getting back up stronger. And you are going to be the head, and you are not going to be the tail in Jesus' name. He says, you've not allowed my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you, and you behold me. You brought my soul up out of the grave, and you kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. If Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior this morning, right there in your lounge, in your living room, why don't you just jump up and sing praise to God? I know you are going through some stuff, but you always have a reason to be happy and to rejoice. Come on, even if it's the cameraman, hallelujah. All the angels that are filling these empty seats. Says his anger is for a moment, but his favor is for life. Weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. South Africa, we will laugh again, we will live again, we will be free in every area of our lives, and we will build the greatest country that this world has ever seen, because our God is alive and we have hope this morning. Can you say amen in Jesus' name? So I know this has been a long winter season for many of you, this COVID, but I declare that you are coming out stronger on the other side. I declare that this too shall pass, that God will have the final say in Jesus' name, and that you are not going to die in this winter season, because weeping endures for a moment, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Summer is coming again, literally and figuratively and spiritually in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to summer. I don't like winter. I don't like getting cold. And I'm telling you, in the spiritual dimension, there's a summer coming. There's a revival coming. There's an outpouring of the Holy Ghost coming in the name of Jesus, such as we have never seen. Often before the greatest light, there is the greatest darkness. Before the greatest deliverance, there is the greatest battle. And we know that as the Church of Jesus Christ in this country, in the world, we shall prevail, and we will arise, and we will do the works of Jesus and preach louder than ever. And next year, we will fill stadiums all over South Africa, and we will bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to this country and heal the brokenhearted. Shout amen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I want to shout it out this morning. Joy is heading your way. That our God is still a mighty deliverer. That he still is a present help in times of need. He still is a way maker like no other. He still opens a door that no one can shut. He still is a God of the turnaround, the master of many breakthroughs in Jesus' name. If you need a breakthrough this morning, financially, emotionally, relationally, he still is the master of the breakthrough. He still is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He still has all power. And the Bible still says the things that are impossible with men are possible with God, for with God all things are possible. Hallelujah. Shout amen. Come on, all the thousands in this place today. Jeremiah 32 verse 27, the Bible says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? You know, we're speaking about going to the throne of grace, and I want to tell you this morning, you know, although we are all sitting in this together all over the world, and many countries have freedom and have victory in areas, the greatest battles people are fighting are those personal private battles that nobody knows about. And that's why we want our churches open, because we want to help you. We know you're suffering out there by yourself. And we pray for this government, that God will move upon the hearts of this government, that they will allow Christians in this country to worship God freely again in Jesus' name. This is worse than a political oppression. We need to be liberated spiritually according to our constitution so we can worship God in spirit and in truth in Jesus' name. Can I have an amen out there in television land in Jesus' name? So the five of you that are here this morning, you better shout like 5,000, amen. It's one thing about us, listen nicely. Paul says the great door of opportunity has been given, but the enemies are many. And the enemies of the church are everywhere. Some of them are religious leaders that have incited government against us because of pure jealousy. Sad day. But we adjust ourselves, sails, and we will prevail and we'll come through the stronger. And nobody can shut down our good works and feeding the poor and helping the lonely in Jesus' name. So how to outlast a winter storm? Number one, you have to keep hope alive. No matter what you face, you have to hope that there is a better tomorrow. Because hope deals with an expectation that tomorrow will be better. Somebody say tomorrow will be better in Jesus' name. It's a positive expectation of a better future. Hope is the anchor of your soul. Without hope, you would be like a boat adrift at the sea, tossed to and fro by all the storms of life. Remember, Jesus said that there will be trials, there will be tribulations, there will be storms, there will be things that will come against us. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. I know some of you have shed a tear, and some of you still are shedding a tear, and things are trying to make you fearful. But I want to encourage you, keep hope alive like Abram, the Bible says in Romans chapter 4, against hope, in hope he believed in Jesus' name. Romans 5 verse 3, the Bible says, not only that, we also glory in tribulations. So this is the time for the church of Jesus Christ to rejoice and to glory, because we know we have the victory. Can I have an amen? Knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. So we're not going to cower. We re-strategize and we become stronger and more determined in Jesus' name. And perseverance, character, and character, hope. Hallelujah. Say it this morning. Say, I have a living hope in Jesus' name. Say it. Now, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So hope does not disappoint. It means that the day will come that you're going to have to queue up to find a place in the church. It means that every promise of God shall come to pass for the church. It means that the glory of the latter house will be greater than the glory of the former house. It means no weapon formed against us shall prosper in Jesus' name. It means that we will go from glory to glory. It means no matter how down and out you feel, God's gonna lift you up again by the power of the Holy Ghost. That weeping endures for a moment, but joy comes in the morning. Come on, he's gonna turn your morning into dancing, your weeping into joy. He's going to put off your sackcloth and ashes, and he's going to clothe you with a garment of praise. Come on, somebody, just get up out of your lounge and unite with me today and give him a praise shout. Hallelujah. We serve a God that is alive. We serve a God who is the hope of the world. We serve a God who will not disappoint. We serve a God who says nothing will separate you from the love that I have for you. In Jesus' name, we are not moved by what we face and by what we see. Hallelujah. Romans 8 verse 24, he says, for we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? You say, Pastor, I can't see. I don't have money. I don't have a job. I'm going through this difficult time. That's why you need hope. Hope is looking beyond the here and the now. Hope is refusing to allow the circumstances to determine and dictate your future. You keep hope alive. You keep believing joy is coming. You keep believing God is orchestrating my deliverance in Jesus' name. You keep hope alive by focusing upon the intended outcome that God has for you. That means the future. That means that God will have the final say. And that South Africa will be rebuilt and restored for the glory of God. Romans 5:11, the Bible says, we count them blessed to endure. You've heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord. How that God is compassionate and merciful. Remember Job? How many, if anybody had a bad day, it was Job. In one day, he lost everything. He lost his family, he lost his businesses, he lost his servants, he lost his health, he lost everything. He was knocked to the ground and it seemed that he had no future. Everything was burned, pretty much like David at Ziklag. And his wife even stood there and said, why don't you curse God and die? But he never did. He knew that God had a better plan. Hallelujah. He knew that God had a future. Hallelujah. He knew that one day I'm going to get up off this ground and I'm going to worship God. And we know the Bible says Job never gave up his hope and the Lord had an intended end and God restored double for his trouble in Jesus' name. And I want to tell many of you today that this is a chapter. It is a bad chapter, but better chapters are to be written, that God is going to give you double for your trouble in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout amen and give him a mighty praise. Hallelujah. Somebody say double. How to go through a winter season. Number two. Number one, keep hope alive. Number two, you better keep your faith alive. Bible says in Hebrews 11 verse 1, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Without hope, your faith cannot operate. We walk by faith and not by sight. That means we don't look at what we see. A little example, I don't see this place empty. I see this place packed out. As a matter of fact, I see what we've always had in this building. I see people sitting on the steps. I see an altar call where 1,000 people are walking down getting saved. I see while I'm preaching, even right now, people are getting healed by the hundreds in the name of Jesus. I see the promises of God that this will be a house of influence. Bloemfontein will be a house of revival. It's a promise of God that will prevail. That's why when I walk in here in the mornings, I greet everybody by faith. I don't see an empty chair. I see a full building. Hallelujah. When you look at your bank balance, you don't see an empty bank balance. You see a blessed bank balance. When you lose your job, you say, God, you've got something better for me. Hallelujah. Amen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the evidence of things that you cannot see. It's your proof. 2 Corinthians 4:13, the Bible says, since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, we believe, therefore we speak, we also believe, and therefore do we speak. We don't speak the problem. We don't speak the darkness. We don't speak the disease. We don't voice our concerns. We don't talk ourselves out of the victory. We don't talk about no hope and no future. Bible says we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written. We believe, therefore do we speak. We also believe, therefore do we speak. My brother and my sister, in this time, in this winter season, watch what you say. Because Proverbs 18:21 says, there is death and life in the power of your tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. Psalm 45 verse 1, the Bible says, your tongue is as the hand of a ready writer. You are blessing or cursing your future with your mouth. That's why you have to, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, walk by faith and not by sight. You have to refuse to allow what you see to become your image. You have to keep your focus upon the Word of God. And Hebrews 12 verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. And you have to say what Jesus says. Amen. You don't speak about a negative future. You don't talk about this COVID. When COVID comes attacking you, you say, by Jesus' stripes I'm healed. I will live and I will not die in the name of Jesus Christ. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for God, you are with me. It is your rod and your staff that comforts me. You even prepare a table before me, a feast in the presence of my enemies, so they can plot and they can scheme. But God's got your back, and God is your shield, and God is your protection, God is your deliverer, God is your provider. He will surround you. And when everybody says you are done, you are finished, God says you have only begun, and God's going to put a feast for you. in the presence of your enemies, they will have to acknowledge that God is with you. And if God is with you, who can be against you? In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout amen. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Remember the Shunammite woman who was not able to have a child? we've got an announcement to make, but it's a bit premature. My beautiful firstborn daughter. I've got four grandchildren, and have you posted your pictures or not yet? Run up here quickly so people can see how beautiful you are. Come on, come here. Let's have some good news. Amen. Let's have some good news. Angeliki, my little Icky. So we will show you when the church is back, everything that happened. And don't tell me I'm at social distance now, because you don't social distance with your daughter, so just get over yourself. So tell them quickly what happened. How long have you been waiting to fall pregnant?
For almost 4 years.
Only 4 years? So what did Marne do? Did Marne not do? Okay. And his dad's a doctor. Never had any biology, obviously. Okay, I'm just playing. And you've tried to fall pregnant. You've had many, many disappointments. Yes. Amen. Okay, you got to preach as well. Tell the people quickly. 1 minute testimony.
Okay, so we have been trusting to fall pregnant for 4 years. And I am currently 13 weeks pregnant. Yeah, exactly today, 13 weeks. And it has just been such an amazing journey. At some point, we'll obviously share our full testimony. And I hope it's going to encourage so many people, because I know that so many people out there are trusting God to fall pregnant, or trusting God for so many things to happen in their lives. And I want to tell you that God is faithful. He will never fail you. He will never forsake you. He always, always, always comes through. And our life is a testimony of that. This baby is a testimony of that. Hallelujah.
Just before you sit down, look, she's the oldest. I can't say her age. She looks like 21 in any case. But she's the first, and they wanted children first. And then the other two, each one had two. And I mean, she was just great in this. And I'm saying this because sometimes other people are getting blessed, and we're not getting our breakthrough. And then they get blessed again, and we're not getting our breakthrough. And then somebody else gets blessed, and we're not getting the breakthrough. And then they get blessed again, and we don't get the breakthrough. And what was amazing about Angelique is how she just embraced the other kids as if they were her own children, and she was really rejoicing. And obviously, as a parent, I was feeling, oh, Jesus, please, please, she's going to be such a good mother. So how did that feel, Angie? Be honest.
Honestly, I really, really, really loved the fact that David and Chanel fell pregnant. And obviously, we had been trying since before they were, but it was amazing. I just said to God, you know, God, this is going to be a testimony. And we never expected it to be a long journey. We thought, you know, instantly we're going to fall pregnant within a couple of months. And obviously things didn't happen that way, and we had to walk our own journey. And what we realized, you know, your journey is not the same as everyone else's journey, and you have to celebrate every moment of your journey, no matter how difficult. Yes, we had disappointments. Yes, we went through difficult times, but when MJ, when Kiara, when AJ, Bella Rose was born, we celebrated, we rejoiced with my brother and my sister. And I love those kids, like Pastor said, like my dad said, as my own. And God came through for us. And yeah, it's really, you need to celebrate and rejoice other people when they have their victories, when they have their testimonies, when great things happen in their lives. We need to be celebrating them. And then you will see how God will come through for you. Your breakthrough will come. Sometimes it feels like we're in a storm, like Pastor has preached many times. It feels like, when is our sunshine going to come? But it always comes. The storm always comes to an end, and God always comes through for us. So yeah, this is a great testimony for His glory. And every year, I want to encourage those of you that are trying and believing right now, that every single year we said, this is our year. And then when it didn't happen, this is our year. And when it didn't happen, this is our year. And now really, this is our year. Hallelujah.
Okay, so you're doing so well, I'll let you preach. So this is the year of restoration. And okay, over there on social media, you better guess boy or girl, because we haven't even told you whether it's a boy or a girl. You know, from the other four, I had a 50% accuracy. So I've lost my prophetic edge. So out of four, I guessed two. But this time I was right. So your pastor's back in his prophetic anointing. Okay. So, well, you better tell him what it is. Why not?
Okay. We did our gender reveal yesterday, and what's that tell? Okay. And we are having a girl. Yay! and it's actually, that's also an amazing testimony in its own. Since the day Marnu and I got married, we always thought that we would have a girl first. But obviously, as the journey goes on, you really don't mind what you have. You're just grateful that your baby is healthy. And so yesterday when we did the reveal, I'll post some photos now after the service. Then it was a little girl. So all glory and honor to God. And we're really just so grateful. As Pastor said, this is the year of divine recovery, the year of divine restoration. And whatever you have been trusting for years and years and years, by the end of this year, you will have your own testimony of divine recovery and divine restoration. Don't accept anything else, right? He is faithful. Hold on to God. Hold on to the promises of God. And yes, I know that this year has been tough and we've gone through so many battles and so many things in the natural. But God has not forgotten you. God is going to come through for you. He has your number in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. So she's going to be a little icky. I don't care what you call her. I'll name the child, just like Jesus, okay? So my children come and they give names to their kids, but I call them what I want to call them. So I thought the great name would be Atalia. Adamina. No, okay. In any case, that's some good news. We all can do with some good news. Amen. In the winter seasons, in Jesus' name. Now, remember that woman, the Shunammite woman in the Bible, that she was not able to have a child for years and years and years. And the prophet comes and he prophesies and he says, you will have a child. And we know that she has a child. The child grows up. And one day the child is attacked by disease, a stroke, whatever it was. And in the heat of the day, he runs to his father and he cries, my head, my head. And the father's smart enough, he takes him to the mother, which is a type of the church and a type of the presence of God, where the church is where the presence of God resides. I know God lives in us, but when we come together, that's when the presence of God is, the corporate anointing manifests. So he takes him to the mother, and what does the mother do? She takes him and she goes and lays him on the bed of the prophet, which is the bed of promise. And there the child dies. And she's smart enough that I'm not going to accept this, like Angelique, that I can't fall pregnant. I can't get a job. I've come through abuse. I've come through a devastating season, like so many people have in this pandemic. I mean, if you look at what happened in KwaZulu-Natal, 46,000 businesses ruined and burned, 160 shopping centers destroyed in Gauteng and in KwaZulu-Natal. That's why we are so intent on demonstrating the goodness of God. And again, I want to applaud you for all your hard work and sacrifice in this last few weeks, where we were able to send the previous week 10 Interlink trucks to KwaZulu-Natal to distribute food. And this last week, 5 Interlink trucks. And then this week and last week, we are all over Gauteng, Mamelodi, and Deep Sluit and Kaya Sands, and wherever we can, we are going to preach the gospel of Jesus with good works and alleviate the pain and the suffering. But I want to say to you watching on One Gospel today, sitting in hope, maybe you've gone through your own trauma, you have a promise, and because of this, it seems like your dream has been stolen. This woman's dream was stolen. That which she believed God for, her child died. Many of you have lost your jobs, you've lost your businesses. Some of you have lost your health, you've lost almost like your psyche. I want to tell you that God's promises are still yea and amen. Listen to me, sitting in your home this morning, sitting in that country in Africa, watching from Russia this morning, from India, from Pakistan, wherever you are, listen to me this morning. God has not abandoned you and God has not forsaken you. And even if Lazarus is in the grave and he seems to be stinking, I want to tell you that he still is the resurrection and the life, and he can still bring life to dead things, and he can get you out of your grave. He can get you out of your situation. He can get you through your storm to the other side in the name of Jesus, because he's a God who cares about you. And this is the amazing thing about this woman, her child that just died. And she goes to her husband. She says, I have to go to the prophet. And he says, why do you want to go? It's not the new moon. It's not the Sabbath. She says, it is well. In South Africa, we are facing many challenges, but we cannot lose our confession. We are resilient as a people. We are resilient as a nation. We have to keep on keeping on. We have to hold on to our faith in God. And we have to believe that we will rise out of the ashes, and that it is well in Jesus' name. And the prophet saw her coming. And remember, the prophet in the Old Testament was the voice of God. In the New Testament, the voice of God is the church. It's the men and women of God in the church. The church is God's voice in the earth today. And yeah, the prophet sees her coming. He sends his servant to her and he says, ask her, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child? And she says, it is well. I mean, the child had just died. She could have collapsed emotionally like so many of us want to, or you feel like it. Things have turned against you. Things have become bad. But you have to hold on to your confession of faith, and you have to say, it is well. You've lost a child. It is well. You know, when my brother passed away from sickness, it was a devastating blow, but I had to make up my mind. It is well. There's life after this in Jesus' name. Maybe you've gone through a divorce. Maybe you've lost your business. I don't know what you've gone through, but don't give up hope. Don't lose your faith. Keep your eyes on Jesus Christ and make up your mind. It is well. It is going to be well in the name of Jesus. So in the darkest valley, in the toughest times of life, when you walk through the darkest valley, you have to say, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want, in the name of Jesus. Come on, people of God all over South Africa, the Lord is your shepherd and we shall not want. Shout amen in Jesus' name. Number three, I'm almost closing. How to go through a winter season. Don't lose your spirit of joy. That's why I didn't think about this, but brought Angelique up here, because there's not a lot of good news. There's not a lot of hope out there. Everything is negative. Everything is dark. You speak to doctors, they say this pandemic may still be here for a few years. Our president, when we sat with him, said that this pandemic may still be around for a few years. We can't lose our spirit of joy. Are you listening to me? I know we feel like sucking prunes, but it's not the time to suck lemons or eat prunes. We have to rejoice in the Lord. We have to rejoice in the Lord and rejoice in God always. Rejoice in the goodness of God. Rejoice that we have a future and a hope. In the most difficult times, that's when we rejoice in Jesus' name. Psalm 5 verse 1, 11 to 12, the Bible says, let those who rejoice, who put their trust in you, let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Come on, if your trust is in the Lord this morning, jump out of your seat in your home and give the Lord a shout of joy. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, CRC, give the Lord a praise. They're in Kenya this morning. They're in Nigeria this morning. They're in Khabarone this morning. Wherever you are, God is your defense. God is your future. God is your tomorrow. God is your hope in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I can shout the shout of joy because I keep my trust in the Lord. It says, let those who love your name be joyful in you. This world can't steal our joy because our joy is in the Lord. Amen. You, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround them as with a shield. I prophesy a season of favor for the Church of Jesus Christ in South Africa. I prophesy a season of favor over your life, over your business, over your womb, over your family, over your finances in the name of Jesus. Psalm 89. Verse 15, the Bible says, blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. Something that this COVID has wanted to do was to steal the joyful shout from God's people. Many years ago, I was praying and God showed me a vision of the hordes of hell, demonic forces marching against the people of God. And I saw the people of God jump up and they began to praise God and rejoice. And as they did, first I saw the confusion on the faces of the forces of darkness. And then I saw confusion and I saw them scatter. And the Lord said to me, the voice on the battleground is the voice of rejoicing. Just like Jehoshaphat and Judah experienced on the battleground where they were attacked by three armies. God said, the battle is not yours, but the battle is the Lord's. You position yourself in the presence of God and you begin to praise God and you say, for the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. And I want to tell you, when they praised God, God brought the deliverance. Somebody, come on, say it this morning in your battle, in your valley. Say it this morning, for the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Philippians 4 verse 4, the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Maybe you don't feel like a reason to rejoice. And maybe in the natural, there is no reason. But we rejoice in the Lord. And again, we rejoice in the Lord. That's how we destroyed apartheid. When the apartheid spirit was breaking our people never allowed their spirit to be broken, but they sat everywhere and they prayed to God and they rejoiced in the Lord and God brought deliverance as God will again in Jesus' name. John 16:33, Jesus said, these things I've spoken to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. James 1 verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you go through trials, tests, and tribulations. When you lose your job, that's not the time to be cynical and negative. That's the time to say, God, you've got something better for me. I rejoice in you. You are my Father. You are my God. I put my trust in you in Jesus' name. Out of the ashes, I will rise as Job did in Jesus' name. Habakkuk chapter 3. Come on, listen to me. Those in KwaZulu-Natal, you've lost everything. You've lost your job. You've lost your livelihood. We get so many letters, hundreds and thousands of them, that we've lost everything. That's why we sent trucks down there to help a little bit. But I want to tell you, God has not abandoned you. God's going to help you rebuild. God's going to make a way where there seems to be no way. And this is what Habakkuk, the prophet, says in verse 17. He says, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vine, though the labor of the olive may not fail, and the herds yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the field or from the fold, and there be no herd in the stall, no business, no shop, everything gone. He says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Come on, come on. Rejoice believing in God's restoration. Rejoice believing God will make a way. Rejoice believing God will get you back on your feet again in the name of Jesus. Rejoice knowing that God will sustain you in this difficult season of your life in the name of Jesus. He says, I will joy in the God of my salvation. Something they can't take away from us is our salvation. That we're born again. That we're children of God. Altar call, okay? See, I just carry out instructions. Says, the Lord is my strength. He will make my feet like the deer's feet, and He will make me walk on the high hills. I need to rejoice because Nehemiah 8 verse 10 says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Paul and Silas in the prison hour, Jonah in the whale's belly. Finally, I know I have 2 minutes left, but I want to say this. How to outlast a winter season? You have to rest in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. When Paul went through the most difficult season, crying out to God, God's reply was, my grace is sufficient for you. He says, 3 times I cried out. You study the life of Paul, he went through so much persecution, opposition. Often he had to run for his life so that he could preach the gospel. And he says, God says to him, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. says, therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my weaknesses that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, opposition, reproaches, needs, persecution, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I'm strong. Come on, CRC. Come on, child of God. No matter what you are facing, when you feel weak, you say, I'm strong in the Lord, the power of His might. When you get knocked down by life, you get back up again. He is your hope. He is your shield. He is your refuge. He is your fortress. He is your future. He's the God who loves you so much that 2,000 years ago, He sent His only begotten Son to die for you. This morning, it doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been. It doesn't matter how low you have sunk. I know people have abandoned their faith in this difficult time. People can't come to churches. People feel disconnected. People feel unloved. So sad. The reports that we hear, gender-based violence, how it's increased. Little children being molested and abused. Things that are happening to society, the levels of distress. And many people may look at this and say, but where is God? God has not abandoned you. And even you watching this television program today and watching this is God's message to you that God loves you, that God cares about you, that God is your personal friend that sticks closer than a brother. I want to say to you this morning that you have a future and you have a hope. And I want to say to you this morning that that future and that hope starts and ends with Jesus Christ. Maybe you've never given your life to Jesus. Maybe because of the trials and tribulations, you've become disheartened and you've walked away from God. So many people have. So many people have become lost in this time. People who can't watch television, who cannot hear a preacher preach, people that have lost hope. I want to say for you, those of you that are listening to me this morning, that God loves you and God cares about you. And Jesus Christ is still the way, the truth, and the life. And He's here today, right where you are, to bring hope and healing to you and your life. So I'm asking you this morning, maybe you walked away from God like the prodigal son. Maybe you've never given your life to Jesus, but we need hope in this time. You're not going to buy that hope in a bottle of alcohol, in a bottle of tablets. You will find that hope in the resurrected Jesus Christ. So right there in your lounge, bow your head, close your eyes all over this place. And this morning you say, I want to get right with God. Put your hand on your heart right where you are. There's no distance in the realm of the Spirit. Say it this morning. Say, Lord Jesus, I give my life to You. I open my heart and I invite You to be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for loving me just as I am. I believe You are the Christ. I believe You died and You rose again. Today, I surrender my life to You in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a praise right where you are.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.